If you're on the bottom of Tesvav on the base. Iyachi, I'm my enum yamita. Rashi, Iyachi, Reb Meir Midrabi Chanina Yolit. According to the way we're learning now, Rabbi Meir inferred that you can burn Truma Tumeya with Truma Tahora Erev Pesach from Rabbi Chanina Shkana Kohanim and Rabbi Akiva. So Amai Eino Amida, so why does Rabbi Yossi argue and say that it's not the same? Mito Midahi, it's the exact same case. Da B'sheish Yikosira D'Rabbonim Ala Tahora Ki Hasram Dika Truma D'Rabbonim. Because we're talking about the sixth hour, and in the sixth hour there's an issur d'rabbanan on the chametz. Just like in the case of Rabbi Chanina, there's an issur d'rabbanan on the vlad. And we just established that even Rabbi Yossi doesn't distinguish between issur and tumah. In other words, if there would be an issur d'oraisa in the seventh hour, Rabbi Yossi is also moda that you're allowed to burn that truma, just as if there would be in truma d'oraisa on it. Da amras the moda Rabbi Yossi b'sheva hoel v'ika issa d'oraisa the apalpi d'leka alo shem truma. So Rabbi Yossi equates truma and issa. So if there's an issa d'oraisa, he's moda that it's just as if there would be truma d'oraisa. What he argues on is that in the case of where it's only Tumah D'Rabbanan, that matter, right? Alma lo shamile. The kivun lo shamile, shaper yolet Reb Meir mit Rabbi Chanina. If there's no difference between Isser and Tumah, then we can learn from Rabbi Chanina that even when there's only an Isser D'Rabbanan, you also can burn it. Because Rabbi Chanina is talking about Tumah D'Rabbanan. The Omer D'Matin mitaminan, Tumah D'Rabbanan, the Tumah D'Oraisa. Because the Vlad, that Rabbi Chanina was talking about was only a Tumah D'Rabbanan. Right? Because Ochel is not Matame Ochel, Minatar is only the Rabbanan. Kigon Shinitma, the Hachanani Matamin and Isra D'Rabbanan, Matame Tumah D'Oraisa. Therefore, on Pesach, in the sixth hour, you also could burn it. Because it's also Matarabbanan. So why does Rabbi Yossi argue and say you can't learn it from Rabbi Chanina? Om Rabbi Yirmiya, back to the Gemara. Om Rabbi Yirmiya, hacha the basa shenitma b'mashkin, shenitmu machmas sheretz. What happened is like this. You had a sheretz. The sheretz was metame mashkin, and the mashkin were metame the basa. Okay? The sheretz is an avatuma. It was metame, mashkin, which became a risham metuma, right? This is before the gzeira that it became a tchila, became a rishon l'tuma, and the basar now is a sheni l'tuma. Okay, l'maisa the way the gemara learned before, it's really not a sheni, it's a shlishi. So you have to say that zagav that the gemara is just saying this, but you have to revert back. There was something else in between, so it's a shlishi l'tuma. But as the Rav Meir L'Tameh, Rav Yossi L'Tameh. And Rav Meir and Rav Yossi argue in something else that they hold. Rav Meir L'Tameh, the Omer, Tumas Mashkin L'Tameh Acherim D'Rabbanan. Rav Yossi L'Tameh, the Omer, Tumas Mashkin L'Tameh Acherim D'Oraisa. There's a machlokes, if, we'll see in a few seconds, if Mashkin become Tameh Min HaTorah, if they only become Tameh Min D'Rabbanan, even if they come Tommy Minatora, can they Tommy other things Minatora or only Midrabbanan? So Reb Meir holds that Tumas Mashkin, the Tommy Acherim, is only Midrabbanan. Therefore, in this whole chain, the Sheretz was Tommy the Mashkin. The Mashkin was Tommy the Basar is only Tommy Midrabbanan. Because Mashkin can't be Tommy anything Minatora. It's only Midrabbanan. So now this Basar is Tomei the Rabbanan, that's Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim, and he holds you're allowed to burn it with a Tumah D'Oraisa. You see that even if something's only Tomei with the Rabbanan, you can burn it together with the Tumah D'Oraisa. That's, therefore, Rabbi Meir says, therefore if something's Asur with the Rabbanan, Tumah that's Asur with the Rabbanan can be burned with something that's Tomei D'Oraisa. Reb Yossi holds that mashkim amatame other things min haTorah. Therefore, the basar is tame min haTorah. It's a shlishi min haTorah. Therefore, all we can see from Reb Chanina Sgana Kohanim is that when something's tame min haTorah or asher min haTorah, then you can burn it together with something tame. Masha'en came, if it's only the Rabbanah, not. Therefore, in the seventh hour, Reb Yossi would agree, because it's asher min haTorah. From the sixth hour, not. Okay, that's basically the machlokas. Amrei b'Yirmiya, hacha b'basar shenitma b'vlad atuma d'tani, k'gon shenitma b'mashkim shenitmu b'sheretz. There was mashkim in between here. And the mashkim makes it only tumat rabbanan according to Reb Meir, and tumat d'oraisa according to Reb Yossi. The azda, Reb Meir l'tamei, the omer mashkin e matami macherin, v'afilu oklin element rabbanan. Mashkin can't be matami anything, even food, only mit rabbanan. V'havi le'ma d'oraisa tor na'ayu. And therefore this basar is tohar 100% min haTorah. It's only tami mit rabbanan. The sarfi lo the hati basar shenitma b'avatuma the tamei midoraisa, and you're allowed to burn it together with something that was tamei from an avatuma, which is a rishon deoraisa. The gabi truma tahara b'sheish the ikonami yisur the rabbanan Allah lo shna, and therefore he compares this to the case of chametz trumas chametz erev Pesach in the sixth hour, which is only asur mid the rabbanan, that you're allowed to burn it together with truma tamei deoraisa. Because Isser and Tuma are the same. Reb Yossi l'tame, the mashkin shenitma b'ava Tuma. No, the mashkin timu the basar zumidoraisa. And Reb Yossi also no mashkin or matame other things. Oklin min haTorah. Hilchach eino yimena mida. Therefore, it's not similar to Rabbi Chanina's case to burn truma tahora. That's asher mit rabbanan with truma tamei. Because all we see from Rav Chanina is that something that's tamei min haTorah of a lesser degree can be burnt with something that's tamei min haTorah of a greater degree. But we never found that something that's tamei min haRabbanan can be burnt with something that's tamei min haRaisa. Hilchach eino min haMida, the tamei v'tameihu. Rav Yirmiyah ikalak shuya. According to Rav Yirmiyah, we can ask the following question, as she says. In Cain, bein l'Rav Meir, bein l'Rav Yossi, my Mosifim lo Tumaso, Komasi Rabbi Chanina. The Chor, if we're talking about Basar, that would Nitma with Mashkin, that would Nitma B'Sheretz, the Basar is only a Sheini Latuma. Right? The Av, Rishon, Sheini. Mi Korab, Rishon, Naga, Bahavi Le Sheini. Bahashta Mame, Bahavi Rishon, Sarfinulu. That's a Sheini. Same question we asked way back in the beginning of the Sugya. The Nira Be'enai, the Rav Yirmiyah of Vlad Vladika, the Ka'amar Rav Yehuda Sameh. No, he just shortened his language. But he's going back to what Rav Yehuda said, that it's really talking about a Vlad Vlad. But Lochosh Vameda Kulehai wasn't so close, he thought he figured we remember that. So he just mentioned Sheretz, Ochel, Amashke, Basar. But really, there was another Ochel in there somewhere. The Sheretz was matame ochel. That ochel was matame mashka. The mashka was matame the basar. So it's a vlad vlad. The nokit milsa basar lishna rabas nisan, the tani the vlad atuma. That vlad in the Mishnah means vlad vlad. That's where Rabbi Yehuda learned. Ula olam, the basar shenitma b'mashkin, shenitma b'kli, shenitma b'sheretz. Or, what the Korashi says, what happened was a sheretz was matame a kli, kli was matame mashka, the mashka was matame the basar. The havilu mashkim shniim the hu shlishi, and then the basar is a shlishi. So you're making from a shlishi a sheni. Bashmin and the shlishi mutal asot a sheni. Ba'akata ikilak shuvir. I have another question. Sof, given the ein ochel matame ochel milm the rabbanan. The ma'isha, since in the end ochel is only matame ochel mit the rabbanan, right? My komahani lehai basar rishon. The basar shlishi. In the end, the basar rishon and the basar shlishi are only going to matame each other mit rabbanan. There's no such thing as ochel being matame ochel min haTorah. Either shavi sheni mit rabbanan, nikari nomi sheni mit rabbanan havi. If to make it a sheni in the beginning was a sheni too mit rabbanan. Why? Because we're looking at the Rabbanans when the Mashke touched the thing and made it a Risha. Right? Because Mashkim, what's on the Tane, as if they're a Risha. All Mashkim become a Risha. So the thing was a Sheni with the Rabbana. So if you're looking at the Rabbanans, you're not changing anything. So I'm not a Barisha. But I feel like they Sheni Hainasim Tchila. And even Mashkim, even with a Sheni, become a Tchila. Kosh came with a Risha. Ela korchek rab miriamia, krav ada, o kabayas firale. Damri kotchim osim tumar kiyotsibore. Must be that Rabbi Yirma has to hold like Rav Ada or like Abaya, who hold that Kodshim make the Tumah equal. Vashmi'in Rabbi Chanina, the Sheni Drabonan, Avdinin Lo Sheni D'Oraisa. So what's Rabbi Chanina say this? That you can take a Sheni Drabonan and make it a Sheni D'Oraisa. Rav Meir Shamina Minoah, the Sheni Drabonan, the Utar Ma'alya D'Oraisa, Mutal Asos Lo Sheni D'Oraisa. What do we see, according to Rav Meir, that a Sheni, the Rabbanan, which is really Tor, Min HaTorah, you can make it a Sheni D'Oraisa. Therefore, Truma, which is only Asher, Min Rabbanan, you can burn together with Truma Tmeya. Who Adin with Truma Tahora, Shinisrefes and Matmeya. Who Rav Yossi, Ashma Iman, the Sheni D'Rabbanan, the Hushlishi D'Oraisa, according to Rav Yossi, though, there is a D'Oraisa here. It's a Sheni D'Rabbanan, because of the din of Mashkim. But even if you take away the din of Mashkim, right, that it becomes a Tchila, it's still Metame Min HaTorah. And therefore, this Basar is a full-fledged Shlishi Min HaTorah, Min HaRabbanan, it's a Sheni. So what do we see? Do Shlishi D'Oraisa, Din Sheni D'Oraisa, Hilkachena Min Amida. Therefore, this thing is really Tame with a Shlishi D'Oraisa. According to Rav Meir, it's not Tame at all in the Min HaTorah. Ravina this like Mikro Mali Dibra Kosu Losfar Late Rav Yirmiyah. Ravina, who holds that the Pasuk, when it speaks about what's it called, Lo Yitma, right? The Pasuk we had before. Where's the Pasuk? Right. That Pasuk is talking across the board, right? Where is it? Mikramali Dibrakasim. Loshna Chul and Loshna Truma, Loshna Kachim, right? This Ochel is not Machane Ochel in anything, so he can't hold Rav Yirmiyah. Rav Yirmiyah can't hold like Rav Yirmiyah. Umokilo, the Tosefis Tuma de Rabbanan, the Masnistin Kadiko Kimna Beresha, Mamidivrei, Amidivrei Berlezer Vishua. Rav Yirmiyah would have to learn that you can't learn Tatka from Chanin Eskana Kohanim, you have to learn Tatka from Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yirmiyah can't hold like Ravina. Rabbi Yirmiyah, all that we learn from Rabbi Chanina, can't hold like Ravina. Okay, let's go on. The Tanya. Now we're going to go off into a side Indian, whether what you call Mashkin are Tomei themselves Min HaTorah, or they are, they're not. If they are, can they Tomei other things Min HaTorah or not? The Tanya, Sufik Mashkim Li Tame Tame. If you have a Sufik, whether a Mashka was Makabal Tuma, then the Sufik it's Tame B'Shus HaYachid. Because the Sfeik of the Raisa, and by B'Shus HaYachid, Sufik the Raisa L'Chum. The Tame Acherim, but if the Sufik is, if these Mashkim were Matame something else, Tar, give her a mayor. The mayor holds that Sufik Mashkim, for themselves is an Isra Daraisa, is a Tuma Daraisa, and the Safik is also. The Safik, whether it's Matame other things, is Tahar, because it's only Tuma Darabonim. Mashkim can't be Matame other things, Minatorah. That's Rav Meir. The Chain Hoya Rav Elezer on it. Rav Elezer said the same thing, Kidvara, like he said, like Rav Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lekol Tomei. Rabbi Yehuda says that it doesn't make a difference what the mashkim touched, it's always Sotik Dereis L'chumra. In other words, mashkim are Tomei for themselves, min HaTorah, like Remeir. But they're Matamei other things also min HaTorah. Not only are they Matamei Ochlim, they're Matamei Kalim too, everything. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, La Ochlin Tmeim, La Kalim Tahorim. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon have a third shita that Mashkim are Matame Ochlim in HaTorah, but the Matame Kalim only with the Rabbanim. Okay, so we have now a few shitas. Rabbi Meir holds that Mashkim are Matame nothing in HaTorah, but they themselves become Tame in HaTorah. Rabbi Lezer seemingly holds the same way. Rabbi Yehuda holds they are metame everything min HaTorah, kelim and ochlim. And Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon hold they're metame ochlim min HaTorah, but not kelim. Okay. Now the Gemara asks, the Sava Rabbi Lezer mashkim e slu tuma beolam? Does Rabbi Lezer hold that mashkim legabe kabbalah satuma for themselves are mekabel tuma min HaTorah? He just holds like Rav Meir that they're not metame aferim min HaTorah. Gotanya, Rabbi Lezer Omer, ein tumah l'mashkim kol ikar. There's no such thing as tumas mashkim. Doesn't exist min HaTorah. Teida, shari heyin, Yossi ben Yoezer, ish tredal ayil kamtza dechem. Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer was made that this kind of grasshopper is kosher. An ayil kamtza is one of the kosher kinds of grasshoppers. The almashka base mitbachayot dochein, and also that any liquid that's in the beis hamikdash, in the place where they prepare the karbanos for eating and burning, that's called beis mitbachayot, the mitbach, right? The butcher shop of the beis hamikdash, which was in the Azara, is tar. Okay. So the Maisa, what does that mean that it's tar? So that means that if there would be Tuma Deraisa on Mashkim, the Rabbanan couldn't come along and say it's tar in the Azor. But if it's only Tuma Derabbanan, then they can come along and say that Isra Derabbanan, that Tuma Derabbanan, the Rabbanan didn't make in the Azor. Right? They didn't leave it Tame Derabbanan, they took away their Tuma. But if it's Tuma Deraisa, the Rabbanan can't take away a Tuma Deraisa. So now the Gemara says, it depends. What that means, it's Tor. Hami l'chel Shmuel, da'amar da'chein l'metamei tumas acherim. According to Shmuel, that which Yossi ben Yoezer said, and this is what Rabbi Lezer is saying, that he also said Yossi ben Yoezer, Teva, that the Mashke in the Azara is Tor, from being metame other things. But it's tame itself. Then it's good. Rabbi Lezer could hold mashkim are tame themselves midoraisa, and therefore they couldn't be metayer than even in the Azora, but they're not metame other things min HaTorah, only midorabonah. Then it works out okay. Then what's it called? Rabbi Lezer, Taka could hold it, Rabbi Meir. Then Taka Rabbi Lezer could hold it with Meir. Ela l'Rav, d'Omer d'Chein Mamish. But according to Rav, who said that the aegis of Yossi ben Yoezer was that there is absolutely no Tumas Mashkin in the Azara, right, even the Rabbanan, that means that there can never be Tumas Mashkin anywhere in HaTorah. Because if in other places it be in HaTorah, how could the Rabbanan take away a Tumas Deraisa in the Azara? And there, if that's the case, according to Rav, how could you say Rabbi Lezer holds like Rabbi Meir, when Rabbi Lezer himself said that the halacha is like Yossi ben Yoezer, and there's no tuma at all on Mashkim, even with the Rabbanan in the Azara, that means there can never be tuma d'oraisa on Mashkim, even outside the Azara. The most it could be is the Rabbanan. Om Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak Achad. Now, when Rabbi Lezer said that Teda, right, that, when Rabbi Lezer said, that the call, the chain hoyer Belezer Omer, kidvorov, it doesn't mean on everything that Rabbi Meir said. He agrees with Rabbi Meir that Mashkin are not Metame Aferim in Ator. He disagrees with Rav Meir that Mashkin themselves are Mekabel Tumah in Ator. He holds it's not Min Ator at all. Not for themselves, not to be Metame others. But he agrees with Rav Meir in that part that they're not Metame others Min Ator. Versus V'hoki Dvorov Ko'omar. And Rav Meir said two things. Mashkin agrees with both of them. Both that it's Tameh itself Min Torah, and it's not Metame other things Min Torah. To the Fishe, Ba'od, V'ha V'chein K'tomi. It says V'chein Omer V'losu. Mashma, he says exactly what Rav Meir said. Not partially. Kasha. Okay, it's Kasha. Right? Mashma over here, that Rav Elezer holds like Rav Meir, that Mashkin are Mekabel Tumah Min HaTorah, but not Metame Min HaTorah. And here it's Mashma Rav Elezer holds, according to Rav, that Mashkin are not Metame at all. It's Kasha and Rav, really. Okay, Rashi. Sofik mashma l'tameh, l'tameh acherim tor. Kishenolet sofik b'mashka, b'tchilas tumasa. We're not sure if a mashka ever became tameh or not. Kigon, tameh sheposhek raglo b'mashkin, a tameh put his foot into some liquid to hold it. Sofik naga, sofik il naga. We're not sure if he touched the mashkin or not. So we're not sure if these mashkin were makabel tumah or not. Zeu sofik mashka b'tameh. That sotik is tummy. Shinod lo sotik tuma, tummy min a sotik. Because sober, tumas mashkin meals atzman tmeim diorai. So he, you see, the whole mashka asher yishose, hilka chavile speka diorai, so the chumra. The pasik is, the whole mashka asher yishose, the whole plea, and he learns that that's talking about the makabel tuma, yitma. That mashka becomes tummy. Now, the one who holds that mashkim are not makabel tumah min haTorah learns that pasuk is not talking about tumah. It's talking about hechsher. That a mashkim can be machsher other things. Not that it becomes tameh itself. But in order for food to become tameh, it has to come in contact with a mashkim. So this pasuk tells me that a mashkim is machsher ochlim makabel tumah. But not that it becomes tameh itself. That's the machlokas, how you learn this pasuk. Sopik mashka l'tamei achirim, but we have a sopik whether this mashka was matame something else. To go and hoysa mako biyodo uverosha mashkim tmeim. You have a pole, and on the end of the pole is some tamei mashka. The zarka l'bein akikras, and you threw that pole amongst some loaves of bread tahorim that were tar. Sopik naga, sopik lo naga. We're not sure if these mashkim touched the bread or not. So we're not sure now if this mashka was matame other things. Zehu sopik mashka latame acherim, kaki shnu v'sekes taras. And that's tar, according to the mayor, because the whole tuma of mashkin latame acherim is only the rabbonim. Tar, also not kikris tahoro same, the kisavar mashkin latame acherim in the rabbonim hu, below me the oraisa, below doresh yitma, dixiv, tabi mashkin beloshin yitame. He learns the pasuk, the whole mashka, she yishasa, the whole kli, yitma means it's makabel tumah, but not yitma that it's matame other things. And hilka chavilei speka, the rabbana lakula, the gir sahaki yisa, sopik mashma litame acherin tahotar. Rabbi Lezer Garcina, the whole tame, a sopik mashka litame acherin koi. Going on the case of the matame mashkin that are sopik with the matame other things. Kishanolet sopik nigia shum davar tar the mashkin tmei. Then shanolet sopik said the kalin, then shanolet ba'ochlin. Now, what's it called? Rabbi Yehuda says, lechol tame. Not only are mashkin matame ochlin min haTorah, the matame kalin min haTorah too. He's the most extreme shita. Mashkin are tame deoraisa, and they can metame other things deoraisa, and they metame everything. Why? Ben shenol et sotik zed the kalim, ben shenol et ba'ochlin. Hari utame misotik. Why? Because sotar mashkin metame kalim in ator. Where is he learning from? The other time, me asher yishos bechol kli, yitma. He learns the pasuk is talking about tuma, and he also learns that it says the feirish kli. Even a kli will become tame, and he learns the word yitma doesn't only mean it becomes tame, but it's as if it would say yitame It makes other things tummy. So that pasuk tells me that a mashka becomes tummy itself, minatora, and it's metame, other things, minatora, even kelim. The Dorish Yitma Yitame, and since it's right next to the mashka being in a kli, it's mashma, it's even matame, the kli. Mashma Yitame is a kli. V'hati darshinle v'toros kohanim, hilkach yavisotek, hadi v'seka doraisa, v'bushus hayochit seko tame. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, omrim, la'ochlin tmeim, in nolet sotek zeba ochlin, kiko mashkim tmeim, shenishpachu l'ben akikris, then sotek nagu sotek lov nagu tmeim. Dosabri mashkim etamim ochlin edaraisa. Hilka sotek nomi, v'shus hayochit tame. Our Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon argue, and they say yes, mashkim ametame, ochlin min atoim. Because you learn that pasuk, yitame, yitmo yitame. Mashkim not only from a kabel tumah, they're matame others. But they don't make that smichas between the kli and the tumah. So it's not matame kelim. The kelim torim, I will know it's suffix at the kelim. They're not sure if mashkim from matame kelim, that's tohar mi suffix, because that's only drabana. Kigon mashkim tmeim, shenishpachu l'bein akelim, suffix nagu suffix lo nagu tohorim. The kasabri mashkin in matamim kli alamid rabbanim. The alstekel of gazer. Rav Yosef, Rav Shimon, darshe yitma yitame Rav Yehuda. They all like Rav Yehuda in that brat that yitma is not only mashkin or makabel tuma, but they are matame. Umiyu kelim lo kidiyol at the pirkin yitma latame is haochlim. O enu el latame is hakli. Amos lo kochayu. The Moira of the Gemara learn how we know that that's not matame kelim according to them. But the nice of that's their shita. Yeah? Yeah, the pasuk's not talking about the mashka being the time of the kli, it's talking about the mashka being in the kli. The time they can mean an open. But he's darshan since the mashkin is sum up to the kli, so we darshan that it's matame kalim too. It's not the pasuk shot the pasuk. Okay? So more ends at kufa. Now we're going back over this. Rav Omar Dochei Mamish, Ushmuel Omar Dochei Melatame Tumas Achelim. Abo Tumas Atzman Yeshlein. When it says Yosef ben Yoezer was made, that Mashka Beis Mitbochayim is Tohar, right? What do you mean? It's Tohar itself? It's not Tame even itself? Or it's just Tohar, it's not Matame other things? So Rav said that it's Tohar completely. He has to hold that Tumas Mashkim is only the Rabbanim. And therefore, in the Azora, they made it there's no Tumah. They ask over here, it's too bad, it's a few days late. If that's the case, according to Rav, that Mashkim in the Azora, right, surely in the Heichal, are not Tumah, then why they need the Nes of Hanukkah? How could the Mashkim of what's it called, the oil, become Tumah? So they answer, one, that only applies to mitbachaya, things to do with the mizbeach. Mitbachaya. But not the menorah. They were gozer, it wasn't they were gozer, all mashkin that are in the Azor or in the Heichal are not from it. Any mashkin that to do with karbonos, but not with the menorah. And that's one teretz. And another teretz they say is it other teretz? Oh, but since the Avonim came in and they desecrated the Beis HaMikdash, they never did the Beis HaMikdash anymore. So it's not Beis Mitbachayim. It's only when there's a Kedusha so Azorah, that they're a Machal of the Kedusha. It's not a Beis HaMikdash anymore. The Mela Mashkim and Makam B'Tumah. Okay. So that's Rav Shita, that there's no Tumah for Mashkim at all, and therefore the Rabbanan could take away the Tumah of the Rabbanan that exists other places in the Azorah. Shmuel holds that it's Tumah by itself, even in the Azor, but they were took away the Tumah the Rabbanan of being the Tamei Acherim. Rav Omer Dachin Mamish the Sover Tumas Mashkim the Rabbanan. The Chigos the Rabbanan of Mashkim the Alma. The Mashkim based Mitbachai lo Gosim. Rav holds there is no Tumah for Mashkim in HaTorah. He learns the Pasuk. The whole Mashka Asher Yishasa, the whole Chli Yitma is not going on Tumah. It's going on Hechshir. Over here it means it makes something else potentially able to be makabel tumah. because it's a mashke that's mashke. But the mashke itself never is tamei and never is matamei anything else in that Torah. But Rabbanon were gozer that mashkin become tamei, and they are matamei mit Rabbanon. In the Azara they took away that to mit Rabbanon. That's Rab. Ushmuel Amar Tachem Melatame Tumas Achirim Ava Tumas Atzman Yesh Lahem Ksobar Tumas Mashkin Atzman Dioraisa Latame Achirim Drabonim. Shmuel holds that we learn that Pasuk the Chol Mashka Ashi Yisho Seyitma is going on Tumah Mashkin Amakabal Tumah, but not Yitame, only Yitma, not the Matame others. The Chiglas of Rabbanim and Mashkin the Alma the Mashkin Beishmet Bachaya Lugosir. And therefore, the Rabbanim couldn't take away the tumah of itself, because that's Minat Torah. But in the Azara, they took away the tumah of the Matame Achirim. The Chilogos, the Rabbanim, the Tumui Achirim. And the tumah Satsman Yishvahem. Okay, let's see Rashi. There's no such thing as tuma by mashkin. Just like we're saying now that Rav holds the same thing. Nevelezer holds that too. The high called mashka she is shosa, moki lo lakamoni in hechsher. He's not talking about tuma, he's talking about hechsher. Teda, the ain't lion tuma minatora koliker, but feel of tuma satman, shari hey, Yosef and Yoezer. Have we done this already? No. Al ayel kamsa b'chein min chagav shishmo ayel kamsa. It's kind of grasshopper that's called an ayel kamsa b'chein. It's tar, shu tar, the kosher lachila. The amashka beis mitbochaya b'chein amashkin shal beis hamitbochayim shabazor kikon hadam v'amayim, the blood, the water that they use in the butcher shop where they butcher the korbanos in the azara shein b'chein. There's no tumah in them. Shein mekabim tumah. Alma tumas mashkin the rabbanim, uvahani lo gozer mishum hefset kotshim. The idioraisa heichi motzi rabbanim tarinu. The rabbanim took away the tumah the rabbanim on mashkin in beis mikbachaya in order not to cause a loss for kotshim. But if it's dioraisa tumas mashkin, how could they take away the tumah? So it must be the Rebbe Lesser holds there's no tumah at all on mashkin, because he holds like Yosef ben Yoezer. So how could he agree with Rebbe Meir? The mayor holds that there's tumma the raisa on mashkin for themselves, to say that matami other things. Versus Han Yichod, Amos of Elezer, Yeshlem tumma Lishmur. The Omer Hai Dochein, the Yosef Ben Yoezer, Dochein, the matami Achiri, comma. Of the tumma Satsman Yeshbohem. Masses, the truth say, the Hai ain't tumma the mashkin, the comma of Elezer, the matami Achiri, comma. The Omer do so, the Yosef Ben Yoezer, may be right with Borah. Yosef ben Yoezer, but Tamei Achirim Tomer. So, if you hold like Shmuel, it's no problem. Shmuel holds that Mashkim are Mekabel Tumah Minat Torah, and they're not Metamei others Minat Torah. And that which Yosef ben Yoezer said, that Mashkim Beis Mikbachaya is Tohar, is only going that they're not Metamei other things. But themselves, Taka they Tomei. So then, the fact that Rebbe Lesser holds that Yosef ben Yoezer is no stira to the fact that he can hold that Mashkim are Tomei themselves Minat Torah. Ela the Rav, the Homer Tochein Mamish Kamer Yosef ben Yoezer. Fa'afilu mitumas atzmon, al korkak Rebbe Lesser namin mitumas atzmon Kamer. According to Rav, who learns that what's it called, Yosef ben Yoezer said that Mashkim are not Tomei at all, in the Azara, must be that all Tumas Mashkim, even themselves, is only the Rabbanim. And Rebbe Lesser holds like that. So according to Rav, there's a steer in Rebbe Lesser. Where says Kasha? First of all, I wanted to say that what it says Rebbe Lesser agrees with Meir is only on one part of what he said. That Metame Acherim, it's not Metame. But he disagrees with him whether it's Tame itself. Father Komer Rebbe Lesser Kidvorim to Rebbe Meir Alatame Acherim Tor. The Rebbe Meir called. Tame, lo shir lekavosei. That he doesn't know like it. So what it says now, it says, v'hokid vorov. He said like his words, both of them. The nefishe kolma. Many things, not just one. The old, v'hokachein ptani. It says the chein on Rebbe Lesser. Mashman's exact same thing that Rebbe Meir said. Kasher. The nefishe kolma kidvorov, loshim dvorim rabbi. Mashman. So am I. Gesaber, Yossi ben Yoezer, Tumas Mashkin, Afilo Tumas Oxman de Rabbonin. That's what Rav holds. Ushmuel Amar, Gesaber, Yossi ben Yoezer, Tumas Mashkin de Oraisali Oxman, Min Vichol Mashkashi Yishasa. He learns the Pasuk is talking not about Hefzer, but about Tuma. And therefore, Mashkin and Makabal Tuma, Min de Oraisa. Abel Tzami Acherim de Rabbonin. Because he words the word Yitma means to be Makabal Tuma. He doesn't darshan it to also be Matami others. He goes to Rabban the Tamei Acherim Mashkin the Alma, but Mashkin Beis Mitbachaya Lo Gozer the Tamei Acherim. But Tumas Atzman Yesh Bohem to Amid the Oraisa Ram Yolayu the Lomotzi Rabban the Mishkale. Okay, let's go on. So we have a machlokes between Reb Meir, and according to this, Reb Elezer is on Reb Meir's side, and Reb Yehuda. And Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Lagabi Mashkim, if they're Makabal Tumah, if they're Matame Acherim, and if they are Matame Acherim, what they're Matame Ochlin or Kalim. Okay. Omar Le Rav Huna Barchinina Lebre. Rav Huna Barchinina said to his son, Ki Ailus Vakameter of Papa, when you go to see Rav Papa, Romi Le, bring him the following steel. Mi Omar Shmuel, Dochein Melatame Tumas Acherim, Aval Tumas Atzman Yesh Lahem, by the Chora, how did Shmuel say that Mashkim are Makabal Tumah Min HaTorah? He learned in Yossi Ben Yoezer that they were only Matahir, Mashkim, in the Azara, that they shouldn't be Matame other things. But they couldn't be Matahir in themselves, because that's their Isa. How could Shmuel have said that? Kori Khan, Basra that touches anything that's tamei, right? So lechora, if mashkin are makabel tuma themselves, right? Then if this basra touches anything that's tamei, right? So it becomes tamei. That means if mashka can be tamei, then it has to be tamei too, because Basar is Makabal Tumah from anything that's Tameh. And if Mashkim are Tameh, then it's Makabal Tumah from them. So if anything that's Tameh has to be Matameh. There can't be something that's Tameh that's not Matameh. Because it says, Abasar Ashiyiga, the Chol Tumah, right? Lo Yeyochah, Mashkim becomes Tameh. So if it's the Chol Tumah, that means anything that has a Shame Tumah is Matameh. How could you have something like Mashkim that has a Shem Tuma and it's not Matame? Here it says L'chol, the Chol Tuma. Kori Khan, V'habos Rashiga, V'noi the Mashkim lo Matamu Ochlin dechulin. The Maisha, even though, could be that he's right, that Ma Ochlin dechulin, it's not Matame. Miu Gabi Kodshim, Ashiga b'chol Tuma, see. Even the Omer Mashkin the Tamin Midyoraisali Hatsman, since Mashkin have a shame tuma for themselves, Basar called the Shandoke Abohen are in the Tamit. And the Pasuk says, Bechol, Ashiva Bechol Tamit. So the Gabi Basar Kachim, Mashkin have to be Matamim in HaTorah. And that's what we're talking about, Basar Kachim over here. Mora says, no, I'll show you something that's Tameh, that's not Matameh Kodesh, Redi Bakodesh. Midi dahave, Omer Rav Shisha b'Reid Ravidi, Midi dahave Ravi b'Kodesh. Ravi b'Kodesh is Tamei, but it's not Matamei, anything else. So you see that you could have something that's Tamei, that's not Matamei. And he says, no, Maski lo Ravashi, Ravi b'Kodesh l'ikri Tamei. Hai ikri Tamei. Ravi b'Kodesh is called Pasa, it's not called Tamei. So Mamei, it's not Matamei. But Mashkim are Tamei, it says in the Pasa. Yitma. So if they're called Tameh, how could they not be Matameh, Pasuk Kodesh? Which Pasuk says, Ashiyiga b'chol Tameh. Kashi. Yeah, that's Kashi. Midi v'havi revi b'kodesh. Dehu atzmo Pasuk, v'eino Matameh Kodesh. Revi b'kodesh is Pasuk, and it's not Matameh. Revi b'kodesh v'kri Tameh. U'mikam v'chomer, hu d'nofik lon, b'e psula l'kamon. It's Pasuk, but it's not Tameh. Hilkach kinaga bekodesh lo karina behabosar shiiga bechot tamei, but it's not tamei, it's only pasuk. Okay. Stop here, and then tomorrow we'll go on. Now the Gemara is going to discuss that pasuk of the whole mashke. What exactly are you talking about? No, it's mashke azov, it's an avatum, it's a different thing. We were talking about kabbalah's tumah of mashkim, not an avatum. Rishon, sheni, whatever, it's a kabbalah tumah from other things, not an avatum of mashkim.